Rain and a few thunderstorms will be working their way through the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest as we go through the rest of the day today, and it'll be a fairly soggy next two-day period across some of this region. Some of this rain, of course, is occurring over saturated soil, and some areas still haven't drained from previous flooding that occurred across the area. The end result is obviously going to be more concern about winter wheat in low-lying areas possibly being smothered, and at the same time, the wet bias conditions further south in the Gulf of Mexico coastal states raises more concern about just when some of these folks will be able to get out into the fields and start planting the 2015 corn crop and rice too, for that matter, and a few other crops. In our area, though, we aren't quite warm enough yet for that kind of field work to take place, but it's not too far off into the future, and it looks like the temperatures are going to at least be working in our direction, with a warming tendency taking place as we move forward through these next few days. Now, temperatures will be above average, but they won't be as far above normal as they have been out in hard red winter wheat country. Certainly the last couple of days have been just incredibly warm there, with temperatures getting up into the 60s and 70s. In fact, not only in hard red winter wheat country, but extending all the way up into Montana, and we'll see more of this over these next 3 days. The temperatures are going to be hot for this time of the year. The warmth is evaporating moisture out of the soil at a quick pace, and some of those areas don't have much moisture to spare. So the concern over future crop development potential is definitely rising. Temperatures are advertised to get well into the 80s on Sunday afternoon from Colorado into south central South Dakota, but that should be the peak of the heat. We'll see the heat start to recede southward after that. Meanwhile, in our area, we'll see some of that warmth come into the region, but a northwesterly flow aloft will continue to prevent a lot of the warmest conditions from reaching this far to the east. With that said, we'll look for high temperatures this afternoon to run in the 50s and 60s in a large part of the Midwest, excluding areas from eastern North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota into Michigan, where we'll see some 40-degree readings. We'll also see some 50s occurring in the easternmost parts of the lower Midwest. The day tomorrow will likely be a little bit of the same. We'll look for 40s and 50s occurring across the Great Lakes region down into some areas in central Illinois, central Indiana, and northern Ohio, while upper 50s and lower 60s occur further to the south. Some of that heat out in the plains will start to work its way into the region Sunday and Monday. The lower portions of the Midwest in particular will see a warmer biased conditions. We'll look for highs getting into the 60s and maybe come close to, if not over, 70 degrees from parts of Missouri into Illinois. That'd be southern Illinois and parts of Kentucky, maybe extreme southern Ohio. Highs in the 40s and 50s will continue in the far northern parts of the Midwest. The warmest weather on Sunday may actually be in the western Corn Belt, some areas in Nebraska, some areas in southwestern Minnesota, eastern South Dakota. Those areas will all see 60s and some 70s occurring. The lowest temperatures over these next few days will certainly not be very far below freezing if they go there at all. We'll likely see a lot of lows in the 30s and 40s across the region. There will be some sub-freezing temperatures in the Great Lakes region where 20-degree lows are expected. Precipitation prospects for the region are not all that impressive outside of the storm system that's moving through the region here today, and that system will wind down tomorrow morning. We should see relatively dry conditions for the rest of the weekend. There will be a cool front that will cut across the northern half of the Midwest as we go from Monday into Tuesday. That will generate just a handful of showers for brief periods of time. Not much precipitation coming with it, a few hundredths of an inch to a couple tenths of an inch is about all that can be expected. The next larger storm system will skirt across the southern fringes of the Midwest as we get into the second half of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.